A new website called Deathscapes will launch in Sydney next week, shedding light on colonial violence in Australia and around the world. Victor Petrovic asks Sivendrini Pereira, John Curtin, Distinguished Professor at Curtin University and Chief Investigator of the project, what the website aims to do.
One of the main things that the website aims to do is to connect deaths in custody across states. So it connects deaths that happen in custody in Australia, North America, the UK and EU. So it's a transnational site. It also aims to connect deaths of First Nations people and deaths of refugees across in these different states. So the idea is that deaths that happen in immigration detention, in jails, in police cells, we're suggesting that there are commonalities in the way in which these deaths occur and also in the way in which these deaths are then responded to by authorities.
And as you mentioned, your project is a collaboration between researchers from a range of countries, including Australia, the US, Canada, the UK, the EU. How does that story of settler colonialism transcend national boundaries?
So settler colonialism is a transnational formation. By that we mean that there are certain characteristics of settler colonialism that happen across these countries that we mentioned, and indeed across other countries, such as the state of Israel, which is also a settler state. And very simply, the scholar Patrick Wolfe, Australian scholar, described settler colonialism as guided by this logic of elimination. So the idea is that both physically and in other ways, it seeks to erase the presence of the indigenous from the land and to assert itself as the sovereign power. So it's this kind of assertion of sovereignty, often a lethal kind of sovereignty, that settler colonial logic shares across these different states.
Now, here in Australia, the Uluru Statement from the Heart called for a truth-telling of our history as a way to move forward together. Is that what Deathscapes hopes to contribute to?
Deathscapes definitely sees itself as part of that project of truth-telling, telling the stories of what has happened and also what continues to happen. It also hopes to contribute an analysis of how death, in particular deaths in custody, are a critical part of the apparatus of the state. So it really wants to talk about that. And it also is connected, contributes to the project of the Uluru Statement from the Heart by looking at this question of sovereignty and looking at how the question of sovereignty is entwined with the question of borders. So we all remember the beautiful way in which the declaration was presented with the signatures of all the delegates around the map and the idea that indigenous nations continue to exist, their boundaries continue to exist despite the Australian sovereign map being imposed on top of it. And one of the things we're trying to suggest with the Deathscapes project is that sovereignty, the assertion of sovereignty, is through the refusal of refugees, arrival of refugees into the country, is actually one of the ways in which the settler state of Australia asserts itself and also usurps the function of the indigenous nations, who are the ones who have the right to offer hospitality, to decide who comes. We are holding our launch at the settlement because it was at the settlement in Redfern that Uncle Ray Jackson of the Indigenous Social Justice Association held passport ceremonies for refugees and asylum seekers in order to welcome them, to give them an Aboriginal passport in order to say that you are allowed to be on this land. As an Aboriginal entity, as an Aboriginal organization, we are claiming our sovereignty by extending to you the right of hospitality. So we're really trying to connect these two things, the logic of elimination and the logic of sovereignty, in the Deathscapes project.
Now, here in Australia, we did have the Royal Commission in 1991. The report was released 18 years ago, and since then there have been over 400 deaths in custody here in Australia. Why do you think we are continuing to fail our Indigenous peoples?
Well, one very simple reason is that none of those recommendations, none of those substantive recommendations have actually been implemented. So although the Royal Commission was a landmark event in our history, was a landmark contribution to truth-telling, it has not been taken up by successive governments. So that would be a good place to make a start, to actually take the recommendations of the Royal Commission seriously. As you say, there have been so many deaths since the commission, but there is not one instance where charges have been brought against people who were responsible for those deaths. We had the notorious instance of Miss Dew, who died in a jail in Port Hedland 3 days after she was put in jail for unpaid fines. 3 days later, she was dead. She was a healthy woman in her 20s. She asked to be taken to hospital 3 times. She was taken to hospital, and her medical authorities refused to find anything wrong with her. And then she died. No one's been held accountable in that death. The family of Miss Dew are still calling for justice. So I think that having the Royal Commission was very important, but what comes after is the political will to actually take things further. We also need to have changes in the way the legal system, in the way the coroners, for example, deliver their findings in these instances of deaths in custody.
And we have the Deathscape Symposium and website launch here in Sydney at the Settlement in Redfern, as you said earlier. What can people expect at the Sydney launch?
At the Sydney launch, we have an absolutely spectacular lineup of speakers. So you will hear from Professor of Indigenous Affairs at Macquarie University, Bronwyn Carlson. You'll hear from a very senior Aboriginal academic, Dr. Hannah McGlade, Noongar academic. You will hear a message from Beruz Buchani via video from Manus Island. Safda Ahmed, who's a Walkley Award-winning documentary maker, documentary on Villawood. So there's going to be a splendid range of speakers. However, I am sorry to say that the launch has now been booked out. It was booked out very quickly after we opened registrations. So if people do want to attend, they will need to go on our wait list. However, we hope to live stream the event, and we'll have more information about the live streaming on our website and via Twitter. So if people could follow at Deathscapes or go to www.deathscapes.org, they can find all the details that they need.
Suvendrini Pereira, John Curtin Distinguished Professor at Curtin University and Chief Investigator of the project, ending that report by Victor Petrovic.